Is there a dog in a car at a bar on the street?
Yay!
Then that's a dog that we really want to meet.
Hey!
Can I pet your dog?
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 Please?
With Renee and
Alexis!
Y-D.
Welcome to Can I Pet Your Dog? I'm Renee Culver, a big dog owner.
I'm Alexis Preston, a puppy dog owner.
Alexis is also on the board as our producer, and this is the podcast for unapologetic dog lovers. Alexis Preston.
Hello.
Happy very first Father's Day.
Happy. Oh my God, thank you.
You're so welcome.
Thank you so much.
Would you call yourself a proud dad or a rad dad?
Ooh. You know, it's Pride Month as well, so I will be a proud dad.
Okay. Yeah. No, I like that. A little squish them together.
Yeah.
That's fair. How are we feeling about Dad's Day? You, first off, when we're recording this, I was like, I didn't get a gift, but I got some time.
You have time.
I'm going to be okay.
If you're listening to this, you didn't miss it. It's next week.
Yes. June
Sunday.
16th.
Yes.
I believe.
Yes.
So we're okay. It's this Sunday.
You're fine.
Right.
What was the question?
Oh, the question. Sure. Do we have ideas of gifts? What are we getting Dad for Father's Day?
I know everyone says this about their dad.
Yeah.
But there is literally nothing to buy my dad ever other than joke gifts.
Yes.
Which barely, like, at a certain point, you're like, I don't want really to spend my money on these, like, shoes shaped like fish. But so far, that's the best contender.
Did your dad have fish shoes gifted by you?
No, but I saw some the other day online, and I thought, there's only one person those could be for.
How does a fish shoe work? What happens
there? I'll show you.
No, are we talking house shoe, or are we talking, like, practical?
It's a shoe you'd wear to the pool, I would say.
Yes. No, you must look that up immediately.
The problem is that my father is enormous.
Oh, okay.
And his
fish
size
shoes don't
never,
come in his size.
These fish shoes don't come in his size. But.
Well, but you're so handy. Could you cobble two together? Make him one fish shoe that he can wear to
and
the pool?
It's the perfect gift
exactly.
for Father's Day.
If I know
Finally.
Dad, and I think I do.
Here they are.
One fish shoe to the pool, please. Let's see. Oh my God.
They just look like an actual like bass that you slip your foot into.
Yeah, it looks so like that big mouth bass,
bass
that used to be mounted on. Mm-hmm. There he is. There's Crumb. I wanted him to chime in and say how great the shoes were, and I wasn't sure why he wasn't.
Yeah.
And now we got him. Yeah, it's just foot goes into the big mouth element.
I think your foot goes into the tail and your toes stick out of the mouth.
Oh, now we're having the best time.
Mm-hmm. It's truly a horrifying shoe.
It is.
Yeah.
But it's, listen, for those of you who are like, I didn't get him anything.
Hey, problem solved. They're available on Amazon. Walmart, I'm sure.
Not a sponsor. Should be.
Not a sponsor. If Amazon would like to sponsor our show.
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah. Would Hank wear that? Yeah, he would. He'd be a good sport about it. He would 100% wear it. Hank, very charming. I have I've started to demand one-on-one time with my parents.
Whoa.
Listen. You gotta.
Wow.
If you want to get some chit-chat in.
Do you have a Father's Day gift idea?
No. I don't know what I'm doing. No clue. Hank's real good about liking anything.
Oh, that's nice.
It is. It's so easy. God, when am I going to get Hank? I got some time.
Yeah,
you do. Time on my side.
And you got fish shoes.
Yeah, and I'm probably getting fish shoes. I demanded, hey, Hank, I'd like to go skiing with you this Christmas.
Whoa.
And he was like, why don't we just go with a family? I don't understand why it has to be one-on-one.
Wow.
And I was like, because I want one-on-one time with you, Dad.
I love this.
Then he called the next morning with a great attitude saying, hey, just want to let you know I've dropped my skis off at the shop. I'm getting them waxed.
You're
so,
ready?
Well, just to beat me. He immediately made it competitive. Yeah. Very fun. Dad, that's a good time.
Honestly, though, if there's anything more. Yeah.
Should I get him ski wax? Should I get him something for this looming
well,
ski trip?
Well, he already dropped them off to get waxed.
Oh,
so
sure.
That seems redundant.
But maybe that wasn't fast enough. Like, if you got to beat me, we're going to have to wax it up
okay.
a bit more.
Yeah. What else do you... I've never been skiing, only snowboarding.
Sure.
Okay. I assume they're
all
the
right.
same.
You're cooler than me.
No, it's really... At this point, I wish I would have skied.
Oh.
Because it seems much more practical, and you can do, like, long-distance skiing, which seems fun.
Sure.
And now the learning curve seems impossible, so I'll never do it.
Yeah, we'll take you. Listen, first off, it's a sport that no one can afford these days.
That's true.
Back in the old days, you got a $100 ticket for an annual pass. Nowadays, this isn't a can I pet your skis?
Oh,
we're not can I pet your skis.
Can I wax your skis?
But yeah, I guess I do think our listeners come here for unique Father's Day gifts that no one else will tell you about.
Yeah.
You want to go with
a dog?
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Okay, yeah. Number one, get him a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Right after that, make sure that they have fish shoes and ski wax.
So they're ready for the dog.
That's what we need. Hey, Alexis, do you want to get back on topic here?
Okay.
And tell our sweet, sweet listeners what they have gotten themselves into this episode.
I would love to. Here's the thing. We've got a quick episode.
Yeah.
It's good. It's going to be sweet to the point. We yes. have Paul Gilmartin here.
Yes.
From the Mental Illness Happy Hour, who is wonderful and kind and sweet and has a wonderful dog. And
a dog just found him about 2 months ago. You guys kind of have the same story.
He kind of copied me.
Gracie. Well, sure. Oh, I didn't want to say it on that interview, but yes.
We have a My Mutt Minute from Elisabetta. And then also we have some Crumb fails this week. It was a week of fails for Crumb.
I immediately want to get out of this segment so I can hear about this.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's go. Alexis, are you ready for the segment where we talk about our dogs?
Yes, I'm ready.
Now, we keep this segment rotating as far as what we call it. Mm-hmm. We've had Crumb Corner mm-hmm. And Tugboat Terrorist.
Yes.
Puzzlehead on Twitter brought it to our attention that every time I say Tug Terrorist, it sounds like Tug Terrorist.
Not great, but...
not great, but also mm-hmm. accurate to, you know...
Your feelings sometimes. Yes. Let's not say accurate to Tugboat.
Sure, not at all.
He's
not at all.
Committed no crimes.
Of course not. He's the perfect angel.
Yes.
New entry today for Marianne. Mm. Crumb Corner, Tug's table. It was in front of us the whole time.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. Though I got to tell you, I don't have any Tug updates because you have knocked it out of the park with Crumb Chronicles.
What is this one going to be this week? This will be Crumb Chronicle. Last week is... Plural. This
plural.
Is
we just have one. Okay. Yeah. I need to know everything about the Instagram story I saw.
All right. So this was honestly a full week of embarrassing Crumb stories. The big one.
Yes.
Was I was at a friend's birthday brunch in the park.
Okay.
And it's a park like right across the street from my house. And they have like a little like pond stream feature.
Yeah.
And I was like, Crumb, let's go check this pond out because he's never seen, like, we don't have a bathtub or anything.
Let me introduce you to something called a pond.
Yeah, let's check it out.
Right.
And there's a little part that is like mostly, it's just like all rocks in between the waterfall and like the pond area. And you can walk across. I was like, oh, this is fun. We can walk across. He's really good at following me when we're out.
Chanting.
Easy.
Yes.
And safe, I thought.
Yeah. I mean, there's a walkway.
Nothing could go wrong. And we're on our way back. We made it across. Every rock was perfectly. We did it. It was great. We turn around to head on back to the party.
Yeah.
And I look over.
Yeah.
And Crumb has misstepped. And he has dunked himself in the water. Just full, like, probably, it's probably like 4 feet of water. Oh. And he just fell straight in.
Just right in there. And is he swimming at this point?
Well, I picked him up so quickly that he dunked in, and on the come up, I pulled him out.
Oh, then we got him. Okay, yeah.
But the poor thing was still, his little arms were still paddling when I pulled him out because he's never, I don't think he knew when he was in or out of the water. It was just so fast.
Right.
That for a good, you know, minute, he was just still paddling in the air, just
swimming,
drenched in water.
Now, who was your genius friend who was able to capture the footage of this?
That was Sarah. It was great. It was her birthday.
Amazing. Amazing. To it be your birthday and have the foresight to be like, oh, the world will need to see this is remarkable. I can't. Obviously, you got to post the video.
Yeah, of course I will.
But just the look on your face of,
it's so funny.
Well, the dog was dry.
Oh my God. I mean, like, he couldn't have fallen in a deeper part. I don't know. I wish I had a little diagram of this pond. But it was just like, of course you fell right there. Of course you did. There's never been a dog that wet. I swear. Rub. That's the wettest
dog. Because it was a full all the way in, all the way out.
Plunged.
Yes.
Like,
Now, did you, of your instincts,
yes.
And I guess I'm not picturing it perfectly, but was there a moment where you were like, well, I'm going in too?
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah. Because he thankfully was in my reach and I could grab his harness.
Right.
But I was like, oh boy, like if I can't reach him right now, I have to jump in this water
now. And now it's a birthday pond party. But
yes. And it is like not the kind of pond I want to be in.
No.
It's like, it's always weirdly foaming.
Oh no.
And I think that's probably whatever they use to like keep it clean.
Sure.
But it looks like someone poured Tide into it all the time.
Yeah. And then was Crumb smelling great?
No.
After that?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
He, poor thing, was shaking so much. So I swaddled him up and then came home and he had to take a bath.
What? Baby's first bath?
No.
Oh, that's right. Because he got I've one as it. Soon as he got home.
Yeah. He's had some baths. He's getting better. I think he realized how bad water can be.
Sure.
And then now he's like, okay, like the warm water that you pour on me gently.
Okay.
Maybe it's not so bad.
I'm not going to work with that. Yeah. That's fine. This is all so adorable.
Yes.
Especially the swimming part.
Oh, it was so cute.
Does he do that for the bath? Is it a full bath?
No, I just put the kitchen sink. Okay. Come on, he's very small.
I mean, I don't want to say do it again because you got to see the swim, but yeah. Do it again because you got to see the swim.
Okay, I'll dump
it's, him. Can we do it in a little less?
Yeah, I mean, I would love to take him somewhere. Is there a dog pool? How do dogs swim?
Certainly. Well, because Tug was going to that paradise
Yes.
or whatever.
Yes.
But I don't think that was an actual pool thing.
Still, though. I mean, I could get a kiddie pool even and see if he wades around in that. He's very tiny.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I also feel like our hands are tied and we have to get a houseboat for the summer.
Oh. Tugboat on the houseboat.
Yeah. I don't know what other choice we have. It rhymes. And we said it. So...
Yeah, that's kind of a binding agreement by law, I think. It rhymes and we said it.
I need to put in 2 weeks at my job.
Yeah.
How much notice does your job need?
I'll call them tonight.
Okay.
Forget
and then,
it.
Do you know anybody with a houseboat?
I do, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
This is great. Okay, Grant, you make some calls. I'll put them in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Great. Okay. And then next podcast will be live. Well, I guess not next podcast, but by July, we'll be coming to you live from the houseboat.
Okay.
Great. This worked out good for me.
We are the host of My Brother, My Brother and Me, and now nearly 10 years into our podcast, the secret can be revealed. All the clues are in place, and the world's greatest treasure hunt can now begin.
Embedded in each episode of My Brother, My Brother and Me is a micro clue that will lead you to 14 precious gemstones all around this big, beautiful blue world of ours.
So start coming through the episodes. Let's say starting at episode 101 on.
Yeah, the early episodes are pretty problematic, so there's no clues in those episodes.
No, not at all.
The better ones, the good ones, clues ahoy.
Listen to every episode repeatedly in sequence. Laugh if you must, but mainly get all the great clues. My Brother, My Brother and Me, it's an advice show, kind of, but a treasure hunt, mainly. Anywhere you find podcasts or treasure maps, My Brother, My Brother and Me, the hunt is on.
Renee.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you still hiring?
I am. Now, listen, a new development has just happened.
Oh.
I was in the hiring biz for a long, long time.
Yeah.
A lot of hiring. I've recently come upon a houseboat.
Okay.
A houseboat has come into my life. I've put in my 2 weeks and I'm now going to live on a houseboat. But it has just now in this very moment occurred to me that I'm still going to need to make
pay for the houseboat.
Yeah. So I need a job.
Well, okay. Check this out. What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job?
I mean, that's exactly what I need.
Okay, well, ZipRecruiter technology can do that for you.
What?
Mm-hmm.
ZipRecruiter technology can do this for me.
Yes.
Tell me more.
Well, just download the ZipRecruiter app. Let it know what kind of jobs you're interested in. And it puts your profile in front of employers. If an employer likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. So if you're interested in the job, you can apply.
Yes. Now, listen, we're having a lot of fun. I can sincerely endorse ZipRecruiter so much from the finding a job aspect.
It's so helpful.
I love it. I've gotten my full-time job now, but specifically when I was looking for just like part-time personal training jobs.
Yes.
I don't know what they use. I don't know what this technology is, but whatever it did to scan my resume was giving me, that's how I got the job at the gym on the lot at Disney.
That's incredible.
Because it wasn't listed as a personal trainer.
Of course, yeah.
But they were just like, hey, everybody's using different words. This job's going to be great for you.
That's
ZipRecruiter.
Yeah.
You know better than I do.
Our listeners should download the free number one rated ZipRecruiter job search app today and let the power of technology work for you.
I'm going to let the power of technology work for me, Alexis. Well, gang, we've hit the jackpot. We have Paul Gilmartin here, host of Dinner and a Movie, but you guys probably know him from the smash hit podcast that has probably saved all of our lives at one point, Mental Illness Happy Hour. Paul, welcome.
How do I follow that and not disappoint? Sweet mother of God.
I guess saving our lives is extreme, but definitely saving the day.
Yeah.
You've been doing that since 2011?
Yeah, 2011.
Obviously, we got to talk about dogs, but this show, Paul, it is so great. How did you come up with the concept for it?
I went off my meds and wanted to kill myself. And realized it was the depression. took my meds again, felt better, and went, holy shit, somebody's got to talk about this.
Because
I was like, I believe that mental illness is a real thing. I go to therapy support groups, a psychiatrist, and I got fooled by it. Think about the person out there, you know, in the middle of nowhere with no support that doesn't, that believes that, you know, depression is a weakness.
Right.
And has no, they're, who's going to get through to that person?
Yes. Yes, exactly. I was talking to a coworker today who was saying, like, well, of course, like in the 1950s, the consequences of not being happy were pretty extreme. It was like lobotomy or you'd have to go to the loony bin. So I understand why a generation prior wouldn't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
But now that's not the consequence. And it helps so much. You know, like, you're not alone. We got you.
Yeah. And I think it depends on where you live, because there are people that I get emails from, or people who fill out the surveys anonymously on the website, who do still live in really stigmatized areas, especially religious areas, more conservative areas. You tend to see that that's still got a ways to go. But, you know, here's an example of how deep the stigma is. Is every year I go up to Sacramento and I MC an event called Mental Health Matters Day. And twice I've been up there and my depression was really bad and I hit it.
Because you got a host and it's, I know.
I didn't want anybody to feel sorry for me. And I wasn't ashamed that I was battling depression. I didn't want to be a burden. And that's the thing you hear most commonly when people want to take their lives, is that they feel like they're a burden. And I wasn't close to, you know, wanting to do that, but it just showed me, Jesus Christ, if I can't open up about it at a mental health event I have the microphone.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Well, and then it just becomes a point of like, how do I function? If I lean into this, then nothing else is getting done today. So,
It's a fine line.
Yeah. Completely. It's also great. I think, for once, a man coming out and saying it too is awesome. I think that's another part of it being really difficult and being like, no, I'm tough. I'm fine. It's nothing. It's okay. You know, I've seen my father cry once in my life.
Yeah.
So it's like, you can have emotions and they're real, but also deal with it and talk about them.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So obviously, we take the other realm here at Can I Pet Your Dog. Yeah. We're just like, none of it's happening. Dogs are cute. Let's focus on that. So I think it's nice that we have both out there.
And it's so great for, you know, I'll speak personally for myself. Having dogs throughout my life, it probably saved me.
Yeah.
Probably saved me that just sense of being tethered to unconditional love and consistency, and just having a place to pour all my emotions out, to let that soft side of me out.
Exactly. Okay, so can we, I want to hear about Gracie. Mm-hmm. This is your latest pup. We got 2 months ago, but can we start a little chronologically? Let's hear about this first pup of yours.
Chronologically, when I was 10, when my parents adopted Misty, who was mostly border collie. Cool. And they found her in, she was in a shelter, and she just looked like a wet sausage. And tail between her legs, ears back, cowering, and my dad, who was the most stoic person you've ever met. I never saw my dad cry.
Yeah, right.
Not once.
Yeah.
I think he saw that Misty was him.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Inside.
Yeah.
You know, my dad was kind of Don Draper, minus the cheating.
Yeah. yes.
And so we had Misty for, I think she lived to be like 16, and she was awesome.
Oh,
then
wow.
In the late 80s, my ex and I found Charlie on the middle of a highway in Michigan. She was about a year old, and she was some terrier, maybe some other stuff, about 10 pounds. And we had her for 15 years, 15 years, and she was
great.
You got
longevity on your side.
Yes.
I love this.
She was awesome. And then when she died, we got Ivy from a shelter, and she is still alive. A year later, we got Herbert. He passed away 2 years ago. So my ex has Ivy now.
Okay.
And we split up 2 years ago, so I've been without a dog in my home for 2 years. And it was funny, I was telling you this before we started rolling. The universe brought one to me.
Yeah.
And I had a friend come stay with me because he's going through a bad breakup.
Right.
And he said, can I bring this stray that I just found? And I said, sure, I love dogs. And Gracie walked in the door and I went, oh my God, she's everything I want in a dog. Aww. She's not too big. She doesn't shed. You know, she doesn't really bark that much, but more than anything, she's super, super affectionate.
Yeah.
And loves people. And so it was like, oh, the universe delivers.
Yeah. Occasionally we can get in that tough thing of like, you want to be tough and you don't want to get too mushy about it, but you're just like, oh no, I was given a dog. I was given this dog.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And I've laughed more and smiled more in the last, month or two than I can even remember. And it's not like terrible things are going on in my life that are keeping me from smiling. I just tend to take myself too seriously and life mm-hmm. too seriously. And she's just a constant reminder to just be present and enjoy the moment and be silly and have fun and laugh.
Gracie girl. And would you have a guess of what kind of dog Gracie would be?
I think cockapoo. She's definitely got a poodle and definitely got some cocker spaniel.
That would be
my guess. Yeah. She's about, I don't know, maybe 18 pounds, something like that.
Perfect.
But
what color?
She's kind of dishwater brown, maybe. Okay. You know what? Let me get her groomed, and then I'll tell you what color she is.
And then we can really get to the bottom of this guy.
Oh, she's white.
Yeah, yes. Turns out. Who knew this whole time? And did you get to name her Gracie?
I did. Ugh. Yeah, she had two names before that. And the way I came up with the name Gracie was, one, I felt like the universe graced me with her.
Perfect.
But the second one where I felt like, oh my God, there's something larger at work here was, the first couple of days that I had her, I have a doggy door and then my backyard is fenced in. Right. And so I just went out to run some errands, didn't think anything of it. I come home and she's nowhere. She's not in the backyard.
No.
She's not in the house. And I was like, did she squeeze through she must have squeezed out of the fence.
Right.
And she's gone.
Yeah.
And I don't have a collar for her at that point because I've only had her for two days.
Right.
And I'm like, she's gone. All of a sudden, a guy comes walking past, walking four dogs on leashes, and one of them is her. And she's walking along like, this is my new life. And I go, is that? He goes, oh, is this your dog? I said, yeah. He said, oh, yeah, she came up to us on the next block over. She's so friendly. Well, apparently this one of my gates, if you pushed at it from the bottom would swing open, and I didn't realize that.
Yep.
So, that's since been fixed.
Sure. We've remedied that.
Yeah.
Gracie girl.
And so after that, I was like, okay, the universe is clearly looking out for me.
Yeah.
The fact that I happened to be there at that moment.
Yeah.
Because if I hadn't seen that person walking by, how would they have ever known?
That's divine twice. It's just like, this is, we brought your dog to you twice.
Twice.
This one's yours.
Twice. And now I have ownership of the chip because she was chipped, but the previous owners didn't want her and they weren't aware of who I was at that point.
Right. So you just got to get your name assigned.
Got
to
her
it.
Tag. Yeah. Got everything.
I love it. And then have Gracie and Ivy met yet? Have they got
yes.
to, how did
and,
that go?
And Herbert, who is, and not Herbert, Grady, who is my ex's puppy.
Oh.
So it's a big, festival over there. Although Ivy's moving pretty slow these days.
Sure.
But Grady and Gracie do like to play. And then there's a dog walker that my ex has come over to her place a couple of times a week. And she has two dogs.
Oh, boy.
And so a lot of times it's the five of them out there.
Yeah.
And it's just so much fun. And Gracie makes this noise when she's playing that if you don't know dogs, you would think, oh, my God, she's going to kill the other dog. But it's just really hers. Almost like a pug trying to breathe.
Yeah. When you're first getting to know him, you're just like, is this how we all go? And you're like, I don't know. You're just having a good time and are real weird about showing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Because all the other signs, her ears are back. She's, jumping playfully. If her teeth would be bared, that would be another thing.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that the tail is the good indicator of that is wagging very hard. Okay. Yes. So we're fine. We're doing just fine there. And is she good at being comforting? Is she?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
The best. The best. That was when I first knew she does this thing where she, like, let's say you're laying on the couch or you're laying on the floor or the bed, is she will just jump up and then she'll walk right up to you. And it's not like she curls up with you. She falls into you.
Oh, come on.
She just collapses into you.
Yep.
And then goes right on her back. And it's just, it's the best. So if I'm having days where I'm feeling kind of depressed or just run down, I just love going and taking a nap with her. And she'll just curl up to me, and I'll put my arm over her, and sometimes she'll then hook her arm around my arm.
That's the best one to have. They're like, yeah, no, I'm also part of this.
Yes, and I like how I'm calling it her arm.
Yes. Yeah. But essentially, that is what it is. And just the fact that they know how to spoon, you're like, you're doing this
and
right.
And we were talking before we started recording about how it's like, I know they're not supposed to sleep in the bed, but that's crazy. This is the best part.
It's the best part. Why you would... Like, people that have dogs and don't let them in the house. What the f***? What the f***? That would be like, I have a cello, but I don't think it should be played.
Right. What are you doing?
I just like storing it.
Exactly. You got to get them in here. So now, when you are having, like, a little bit of a bummer day, I like the nap element. Have you ever had a, like, oh, God, I cannot break this, but then playing with a dog all of a sudden made you playful? I find that happens all the time with Tugboat, that I'm just like, buddy, I don't want to get up. And then he'll be like, yeah, you do. Get him in. And then he gets me outside, and we're having the best time.
And what do you do to play with him outside?
Yeah, well, usually it's playing in here, because he loves it. He loves a fetch. He loves a tug of war.
Do you get down on the ground with him? Do you do the tug of war where it's in your teeth?
Oh, no, but I will now.
You got to try that. Yeah, that's
although
Tug's
pretty strong.
Real strong. Yeah, exactly. Yes. How did you lose all your teeth? Great story.
Oh yeah, because yours is a pit.
He's a bit of a big
boy.
Oh,
yeah. I wouldn't recommend that.
I said, well, I'm going to try it, and then I'll email you with my feedback and be like, you know what? You were right. I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. But I got to try that with Gracie, too. I haven't tried. I used to do that with Misty when I was a kid, as we would play tug of war.
Yeah.
And I'd put one end in my mouth, and I just love that, because I love when dogs let you touch their nose with your nose.
It is the, you know, it truly
or kiss
is the
them
best.
On the nose or whatever, or when you're taking a nap with them and you can feel their breath going in and out on your face. I don't know. It that to me is like being invited to the greatest party.
Yes. Yes. That's exactly what it is. And it's just, and you're so present in that moment. You're like, that's it. I'm not thinking about anything else. Yeah. I'm just having a great time with
you. It's such a warm, warm feeling.
Yeah.
It's just so great. And I occasionally will have moments like that with human beings, but it's so fraught with complications and, you know, do they feel like doing it today? Do I feel like, you know, doing it today?
Yeah.
But the dog, it's always, it's just, it's a known.
Right.
In this world of unknowns, it's so nice to have a known.
And the authenticity around it, too. It took me a bit. Alexis got to watch me go through putting the notion of somebody trying to please you, but not really wanting to, like a human personality. And they're like, no, dogs don't. They're not that complicated. Genuinely just want to be around you. So it's not like he's faking it and then going to talk about me later. Like, it's just like, they really want to be around you.
Yeah. And when they get tired, they'll go to the end of the bed.
Yeah.
They'll go to the other room. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is.
So great. Do you have any
other...
They
don't turn around and go, are you okay? Yes.
Exactly. Yes. So you've only had Gracie for 2 months, but does she have favorite toys, favorite games?
She's not a big toy person. Every once in a while she will. She came with a running buddy of hers named Ron, who my friend found her with, and they would play just... like crazy amounts.
Yeah.
I would nickname them Dumb and Dumber, because I don't know if you know that scene in Dumb and Dumber where they're both wearing tuxedos, they're going to a fancy event, and they're hitting each other in the back of the legs with their canes.
Yes.
That's what Gracie and Ron were like. They were just, I have wood floors, and so they're just sliding around, you know, doing that play, growling, wrestling, bumping into, you know, Ron's chewing up yoga mats and, you know, shoes. And That I think is where her element was, but I just couldn't adopt Ron because it was just
it's a lot.
Too much. Yeah. But my friend did find a great family for him. So she's not a big toy person, but we're kind of trying to get her into it when she's playing with Grady.
Yeah.
A lot of times, you know, if you throw a toy in the middle of a group of dogs, then it can really get some play going. And right. So that works. But she's not a big chewer, not it's a big toy person. She really just wants to be sitting next to you on her back, having her belly rubbed. She'll sit like that for hours.
This is the perfect dog hours. For you.
Yeah, she'll let me hold her like an infant. Yeah.
This is too great. And do we have an idea of how old Gracie might be?
About 3.
Great.
Yeah. I was so relieved that you know didn't say she's 14.
Right. Great. Yeah exactly.
She's
We've
14.
Got about a week.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But of course, in my mind, I'm like, she has a heart condition. Of course, she has a heart condition. Yeah. I don't deserve to be this happy.
But you do. It's so. And do you have because you're in this? Do we have examples of? Do you spend much time with therapy dogs?
No, yeah. I don't. I don't.
It's a notion that we're starting to look into, but just like, man, boy, they really do fix most things. Mm-hmm. If you just take a second with a dog, it'll help you out.
I mean, it's crazy. She's therapy for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel as good being around her as I do after a session of therapy or a support group meeting. So while she doesn't have that legal title,
right.
I feel like it's definitely therapy. Yeah.
We can get her some business cards. That's fine. You can print those up easy peasy. We call Vistaprint. She's in. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think an official therapy dog.
Do you spend time around therapy dogs?
You know, I don't. But because of that experience of how much Tug has like changed my life, you do want to see if you can get into a program somehow just because he's so friendly and he does seem to make everybody so happy. You're like, oh, am I kind of squandering this? Should I figure out a way to...
Right. So would you then have to give him up? As a therapy dog?
No, I think first step is training. Right. Sure, I could
see
dive
if that
in
works.
Deeper to that a bit. Yes, yeah. And then I think you go through a program, and then there's various things that you can do. Like there's a very cute teach kids how to read program, where just kiddos who are struggling a little bit, they just read to a dog and it helps them out. Or you can take it to...
I see. So you kind of lend it out for the afternoon, bring it around.
So it would be the same as you volunteering, but you bring a dog with you.
I got you.
As you do it. Yeah.
Yeah, same with like the children's hospital. You can do a similar thing where you kind of just go for the day and all the kids can say hi. And
I don't like kids that are sick.
That's fair.
Yeah. It's hard.
They're just selfish. Yeah. Deep down.
You get a whole room to yourself. Yeah. Everyone takes care of you. Yeah.
What I do is I parade the dog around in the building across the street.
Perfect.
So the kids can see it, but not actually get to interact with it.
Great.
They've got so much, you know.
They do. They've got all the attention. Yeah. They got an athlete in there. They've got parents that pay attention to them.
We don't need it. You know what? I was considering it. Now I think that's the best thing to do. Right. I'm just going to parade around outside screaming about, you have an athlete in there. You're fine. It's hilarious. Paul, thank you so much for doing the show. We will love to have you on anytime you would like to come on.
I'd love to come back. And I want to give you a link if people enjoy looking at pictures of dogs. Which I imagine they do if they listen to this. It was a hobby of mine for probably about 2-3 years straight where I would go to the dog park every day with Ivy and I would just take, you know, dozens and dozens of pictures and then I whittled them down to, I don't know, maybe my favorite 20 or 30 pictures. And so I'll give you the link to that. I have a Squarespace website with my favorite dog pictures.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'd love to. And what is it? Can you recite it by name?
Yes. It's paul-gilmartin .squarespace.com.
Perfect. And these pictures they're incredible. You were showing me a few of them at a party that we were at, and it's insane. Dog pictures in and of itself.
You get down on the ground with any dog, and eventually you're going to capture something
that
is usable.
It's so great. And I really do think that just looking at dogs would be like, well, that fixed it all. That's all I needed. Just need to go to your website.
I guess the amount of posts that are just like, hey, I'm having a rough day. Can someone send me dog pictures? And it's like, thanks, everyone. I feel a lot better.
Great.
Look at all these goofy dogs.
It is. And now we do play a little bit of a game right before we let you go. It's naming a dog. The game's called Name That Dog. Your very first pup that you got, maybe a bit of a border collie. What if we had a border collie mixed with Gracie? So we got a curly haired border collie. And it is a girl. What do we want to name this pup?
Crocodile Lovey. Aren't border collies Australian or something? I don't know.
Well, I love it, clearly.
Yeah. I love just the name Crocodile for a dog.
For a dog,
very funny.
Is so good. Yeah, great. Of course that name is Crocodile Loving.
It's like a gentle version of the porn star name game, right? Where you take the name of your first dog and the street you grew up on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's how you come up with it.
And that's how you come
up with it. We nailed it. Yeah. So I think our listeners there's no way they haven't fallen in love with your show already, but can you please tell them exactly where they can find you?
Yes, mentalpod.com. MentalPod, also the social media handles, but it's called the Mental Illness Happy Hour.
Yeah, and it is, if you need a distraction, come to us. If you need to like really sit with your feelings and not feel so alone, go to you. Really have. You've saved all of us. So thank you for everything you've
thank
done.
You. Thank you, guys.
Hey, Alexis.
Hey, Renee.
Do you know what time it is?
No, what time is it?
It is time for My Mutt Minute with Elisabetta and Wednesday. Hit it!
Woo!
Hello, I'm Elisabetta, and I would like to tell you all about my dog, Wednesday. Wednesday is a 2-year-old rescue from Crossing Paths Animal Rescue and came with the name. She also goes by Nene, Nay, the Nay, Benene, and Benay. She is 75 pounds of floof. She is a cream or butterscotch color, has floppy ears, and a big, floofy tail that spins around in a circle when she's excited. We call it circle tail. A DNA test revealed that she is mostly Great Pyrenees, mixed with German Shepherd, Weimaraner, Chow Chow, and Golden Retriever, though she mostly looks like a Great Pyrenees Golden Retriever. Wednesday loves playing chase around the house, being outside, going for walks, doggy daycare, snuggling with us and her toys, and bananas, hence the name Benene. She is very well behaved and highly food motivated. She is very affectionate and loving. And my mom calls her the best companion. She really is a sweet and wonderful dog. And time.
Well, Elisabetta, that was perfect.
That was so cute.
Wednesday. Now, I like that it was Nay, Nay, Nay,
yeah.
Benene. I like before they went to the natural progression of Benene, they're like, try these bananas.
Yeah. I was like, let's make sure you've earned this jump one. To these nicknames. But hey, you know what? Coincidentally, all my nicknames as well. They're not my nicknames. That was a bad joke.
No, it was perfect. Now, listen, Elisabetta did send several pictures.
Yes, they're very cute.
Each cuter than the next. She's not getting around. This is 75 pounds.
It's a big girl.
Big girl. She's perfect.
The circle tail.
I like it. I like the natural progression of it. Well, she's making a circle. She's chasing her tail. That's clearly a circle tail.
Classic.
Great. We know what that is. Hey, we need more of these Mutt Minutes.
Oh, we do.
We're not, I wouldn't say we're at a dire low level.
But I'm good.
We need more. So now,
first of all, before you start getting legal.
Right.
Thanks
for knowing that's where I was going.
I know.
Maybe
if I wanted to send one.
Yeah.
What email could I send it to you?
Oh, sure. Can I pet your dog podcast at gmail.com.
Okay.
You can record it on your phone.
Okay.
Easy. You can do a video. We discovered last week.
Sure.
If that's the way you need to do it. Actually, was that hard? Was
no,
it hard
easy.
To lift that? No, you're the best. So we got a lot of ways to do it. You know what? Well, do you have a reward system that could work instead of being litigious and consequency? We
can positive reinforcement training.
Yes.
Interesting.
Well, do you... And this is a sincere question. Yes. You guys are coming in on to a brainstorming session here at Can I Pet Your Dog?
Oh.
Alexis, do you believe in us hard enough that we could, if you send a picture of your dog, we can feature it on Instagram that week? Will we remember to do that? Because I'm going to speak for myself, not great at social media.
I will say, yes, if you put it in the body of the email.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to hunt that down. I should have been clear about that. I'm so sorry.
If you just remind us.
Yes.
Would love to be on Instagram with this. Because I also don't want to... You know, Instagram a dog without it knowing.
Oh, that's sure. Consent. Let's make sure that if we like it. So how about that? Season two, we're not going to take away your house, but we'll put your dog on Instagram.
Okay.
If
I like
you send it.
I was going to, when you said reward system, I was like, we're going to have to send them like a Snickers.
Oh.
But your way is better and easier and cheaper with postage.
Well, now everybody's going to be mad that they're not getting a Snickers out of the deal. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, season
you can
three.
Pick one or the other.
Honestly, yeah, I will do that. I will 100% do that.
Okay, a little bit.
If you live in the U.S.
If you live in the United States.
Yeah, we'll mail you a Snickers bar.
Yeah.
Okay, you just got to get this your address if you send in a My Mom Minute.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, we could do that. Man, all right. We broke the internet. All right, Alexis, you ready to get out of here?
Yeah.
Okay. Listeners, you are truly the best.
Wonderful.
God, you guys, you really, really are. We hit the jackpot with you.
I know. Thank you for being so nice.
Yeah.
Truly.
I want to be on your side here, that the listeners are the best, but mm-hmm. I also agree with the listeners that they're being real sweet about you being the new co-host.
They're faking it.
They're telling the really truth. Nice. Well, that's true. Point is, listeners, you guys are the greatest. Here's how we interact with you on social media. Twitter and Instagram, we're at CIPYD Podcast. Mm-hmm. Send us pictures of your dogs.
Yeah.
We're on Facebook. Can I Pet Your Dog? We're a closed group, but we'll add you as long as what, Alexis?
You're not a bot.
No bots, please.
No bots.
We promise legs.
I know.
No bots, and we're going to stay true to our word. Also, you guys are killing it on iTunes. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
If you haven't yet, if you could head on over to iTunes, rate, review, and subscribe. It helps out a lot. And I know that it's a pain.
Yeah.
Frankly, it's a pain, but it helps
it's
us.
Not a pain, but it is a pain.
It's a pain. Mm. But thank you to those of you who've done it already. Thank you so much. And if you haven't yet, if you could, that would mean so much. Mm-hmm. And listen, while you're on social media, you got to head over to Alexis's Instagram. I know I keep promoting that, but that's where you're going to find premier Crumb content.
It's exits.exe or just type in Alexis B. Preston. It'll pop up.
Yeah. There was something about a size chart today.
Yes. I have a little size chart on the wall showing how big he's gotten every day.
You guys, she's measuring Crumb on the wall.
It's cute.
It's like an inch off the ground.
I know. He's really not very tall.
It's so cute. It's hilarious. It's so fun. Go check that out. Anything else? Thank you so much to our moderators who run Facebook.
Yeah.
What would we do without you?
Yeah.
The Facebook group wouldn't exist without you guys.
I was going to say we'd be dead, but you're right. That's probably just that. It's probably just that.
Yeah, no, I'll take that too. I will also take that. All right. You ready to get out of here?
Yeah.
Hey, Alexis. Mm-hmm. Can I pet your dog?
Can I pet your dog?
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.